Yesterday we completed our study of Mishnah Vav, where Yehoshua ben Parachya teaches us to see the positive in the world around us, to build a healthy social framework that includes a Rav, a Chaver, and the positive we see in other people. Today we're going to begin learning Mishnah Zayin, where Nitai Ha'arbeli presents the flip side about the cautiousness we need to show in how we relate to the world around us. And he mentions three ideas, Harchek Mishachin Ra, the Altit Chaber LeRasha, the Altit Ya'ish Min HaParanut. Today we're going to speak about the first one, Harchek Mishachin Ra. We all have neighbors, and there are different kinds of neighbors in this world. There are the neighbors who live next to us. There are our neighbors in shul, school, work. There are our virtual neighbors on the internet. A neighbor is not necessarily a friend, but they're a person constantly there influencing us. And Chazal already spoke about the significance of this in a number of contexts, and they coined the phrase, Oy l'rasha, oy l'shcheno. Tov l'tzadik, tov l'shcheno. The Gemara in the end of Masechet Sukkah, Nun Vav Amud Bet, speaks about a woman from the Kohanic family, Miriam Bat Bilga, who cursed the Mizbeach as part of the Greek rebellion against religion at the time of Bayit Sheni. And when the Chashmonaim took back the Beit Mikdash, they punished not only her, but her whole group of Kohanim, her whole sub-family of Kohanim. And the Gemara asked, why were they all punished? And the first answer given by the Gemara is, people learn what they say from their parents and friends. And then Abaya says, Oy l'rasha, oy l'shcheno. And whatever Abaya means by this, because she's punished, the others are punished, or that the whole group influenced her, we see here the impact that people have on their neighbors. The other famous context where this is spoken about is the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar and throughout Sefer Bamidbar. In the beginning, we read about the encampments and the tribes next to each other and the Levium on the inside and their interaction with each other. And later, we read an example of this interaction when Korach and the Levium bring along with them leaders of Shevet Reuven rebelling against Moshe. And Chazal asked there, why was it specifically Reuven who went with these rebellious Levium? And Chazal answered that Reuven encamped next to this particular group of Levim, and Oy l'rasha, Oy l'shcheno. We're influenced not only by the friends we choose, but also the neighbors who we're in close proximity to. The Rambam, back in that important halacha, Perek Vav of Hilchotei, or halacha Aleph, after talking about how people are created to be influenced by their friends and neighbors, and encouraging us therefore to be mitchaber to tzadikim and chachamim, then he warns about placing, choosing where we live in a place that's healthy. And the Rambam says if one lives in a country, in an area where people are not straight, are not honest, are not upstanding people, yelech lemakom she'anasheha tzadikim, a person should move, because otherwise they'll be deeply influenced. And then the Rambam says if all of the Medinot that you know of or can reach are filled with people who live incorrectly, kimoz manenu, says the Rambam, like in our times, then a person should go live alone. And if you're in a country where you can't be left alone, the Rambam says you should go out to caves and deserts. I don't think the point is that we should all live in caves and deserts, but we should understand how significantly we're impacted by other people. This is something we underestimate, particularly in a world where we are impacted and interacting with so many different kinds of people. How important it is to build a healthy social framework which includes not only friends, but the people we work with, the associates, the people we rub shoulders with. To put ourselves around people who influence us properly, and harchek mishachin ra, to distance ourselves from people who act improperly because that influence spills over. Oy l'rasha, oy l'shcheno, or tov l'tzadik, tov l'shcheno.